Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Monday, Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max, I'll be your waitress, because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting!
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it, we're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max, I'm Caroline, we're the owners of this store.
And about 4 pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Sunday on 60 Minutes. How does a pro cyclist cheat when performance-enhancing drugs aren't enough to win a race? How about hiding a high-tech motor in the bike?
Where is the motor in here? Wow.
Bill Whitaker met with an engineer who says he built the first secret bike motor.
Are professionals using bikes like these?
60 Minutes investigates a new kind of cheating.
Would you sell it to them? If the money is big, why not?
60 Minutes, Sunday on CBS.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother! We can do this together!
All right, let's go!
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh my gosh, you don't know!
I know!
You don't! Oh man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No!
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this!
You will rock this!
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max, I'll be your waitress, because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting!
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it, we're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max, I'm Caroline, we're the owners of this store.
And about 4 pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Minor league system was and what our resources were going forward.
That's White Sox general manager Rick Hahn with Bernstein and Goff earlier this afternoon talking about the Sox current rebuild. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Sox Fest kicks off tonight. NBA Bulls shoot around today. Gar Foreman, Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, Fred Hoiberg, and Rajon Rondo all addressed the media. The general manager did not take any questions, though. The Bulls host Miami tonight. The Heat come in at 16-30. They have won their last 5. NHL, the Blackhawks are off until Tuesday for the All-Star break, and it couldn't have come at a better time as they lost their last 2 games by a combined score of 10-5. That's to Tampa and Winnipeg. Now they open the second half on Tuesday in San Jose. PGA, the Farmers Insurance Open, a Tiger didn't make the cut, finishing at 4 over.
Today was a lot better than yesterday. I hit it better. I putted well again. I hit a lot of beautiful putts that didn't go in, but I hit it much better today, which was nice.
Tiger will play next weekend in Dubai. Also missing the cut, Jason Day and Dustin Johnson, both finishing at 2 over. Justin Rose just finished with back-to-back bogeys. He's at 7 under and tied for the lead with playing partner Brant Snedeker. Lefty is 1 under now through 14. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Windy City Bulls. For tickets, visit WindyCityBulls.com. Breaking news on the scores brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit Rosen Hyundai. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Howard Buick GMC.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
The NFL's new $100 million concussion initiative. They might as well pour it down a black hole. There is nothing they're going to do with helmets that is going to eliminate the danger or make the game safer.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's been kind of a wild week for Hub, and usually he does this Wednesdays at 5, but we move some things around and we have him here. What's happening, Hub?
It's all good, guys. I'm sorry. My schedule went right down the tube this week. Thank you for being flexible. And as much as I love, and I do love Kevin Harlan, I get 10 years older every time I work with him. It's just, he adds decades and decades. And I'll tell you what, he is a special guy, though.
Oh, he's fun. Yeah.
No, he is.
The thing is that he's one of these play-by-play guys that he's himself on the air. Yeah, he really enjoys what he does. Yeah, he's really himself does. On the air. Just that guy he happens to be describing what he's seeing at a sporting event.
Yeah, and I can tell you genuinely working with him for the time before and during and a little bit after, every game he does is one of his favorite games he's ever been at. I mean, for a guy who's been doing it as long as he has, the joy never leaves it. I just, every time I hear that bite, though, decades and decades and decades. I feel decades and decades and decades. Decades, but it's great to be here.
We will start with John in Shorewood on The Score with Hub.
Hey, Hub, always good to talk to you. Hey, I had a question. My question is this, kind of a dual question. I think of Belichick and Brady as inseparable, especially when it comes to their success. And I'm sure a lot of people think that. So with that being said, how much weight does that 11-5 season with Matt Castle carry if you're kind of judging his success without Brady? And also, knowing what we know now, if you could get Belichick at 50 and Brady at 25, you're starting a franchise. Are you taking a quarterback or the coach?
It's a great question. I can only have one or the other. All well framed. Listen, you look at the Castle season, and I think it speaks volumes about Bill Belichick, because Matt Castle is a guy who never started in college at USC and was pretty much a washout after he left New England, in that one season. I guess the way I would say it, people are coming around now to Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback of all time, although as recently as 3 weeks ago, they still wanted it to be Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure anybody can make up their mind. There's other guys still in the conversation. I am absolutely convinced that Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time. And you look at the records, but then you've got to look at the era that he's done it in, which is so different from when these other guys were coaching. And so given the choice, Belichick or Brady, I'm going to take Belichick.
Asked and answered. That's the point of this segment. Frank in Oak Park understands that better than anyone. He's on The Score.
Yes, happy Senior Bowl week, guys. Hub, I'm getting intrigued by the prospect of Deshaun Watson in a Bears uniform, but then I realize most drafted quarterbacks fail. Even hurlers taken in round one have a dangerous tendency to not even become reliable backups at the next level. Some draft wonks are now deconstructing Watson's college career and saying he has deep ball accuracy issues. Some of these same experts say Watson was a beneficiary of a Clemson version of Alabama syndrome, where quarterbacks and sometimes running backs look great in college when surrounded by NFL talent, but suck at the next level where everyone is pro grade. Hub, you've seen the advanced galleys Greg Gabel has written for your upcoming draft guide. I know Dave Williams, the Clemson wideout, is projected as a top 10 pick, and I believe I read Gil Grant sees their tight end Leggett as the fifth best tight end in the draft, so maybe, I don't know, he lasts till the fourth round. How many of Watson's other surrounding cast project as NFL starters, and how many could go to multiple Pro Bowls if healthy?
Well, Frank, first of all, I want to caution you because Bernstein found you on YouTube, and you may be about to go viral.
I did not tweet it out.
No,
I know,
but it's there.
I got a tip from somebody, and they said that this is the Frank from Oak Park, and there's a YouTube video, and it is unmistakable. It is absolutely Frank from Oak Park on this particular video. And the other thing is, he is way younger than I thought he was.
I knew that Frank was working
so
under...
Frank's not 60?
No. Well, he also is working under a non-diplume, if you will, and I knew that. But,
it's a nom de guerre.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, Frank, there's a lot in that question. I think you said Dave Williams, thinking of the old bear. You're thinking of Mike Williams, I believe. There's so many Mike Williams receivers, but here's another one at Clemson, who probably will be the first wideout off the board. Although, it's interesting to report that Greg Gabriel, who's my guy at Pro Football Weekly, actually has Juju Smith-Schuster ahead of him.
Really?
I love Juju just for the name. Now, that'll change, guys. We haven't gone to the combine yet, the pro days, but right now, he's Greg's top guy. Deshaun Watson, it's more than deep ball accuracy. It's accuracy, period. It is the most important trait in an NFL quarterback. Not saying he's bad, not saying he's inaccurate, but he has stretches where he will miss people. If you go back and you watch the tape of both championship games against Alabama, about half of those 400-yard passing days are a number of jump balls that he put up to people like Williams and Leggett, and he put them in a spot where they could go get it. Williams is going to be a top 15 pick. Leggett, this is the best group of tight ends I've seen maybe ever, but certainly in the last decade or so. Leggett is anywhere between third and fifth, depending on whose list you look at.
A lot of people like the Miami kid.
Well, what's interesting, and I don't even know the Miami kid. I know you got Sprinkle at Arkansas. You got Bucky Hodges at Virginia Tech. O.J. Howard is at the top of everybody's list. But I thought Leggett was the better tight end in that in that national championship game. And then, you know, you got Jake Butt, who was either one or two on most lists till he tore the ACL.
It's so David Njoku, Njoku.
I've been watching a lot of Miami football.
He's in our magazine. I've seen the early scouting report. They're everywhere. There is a lot of tight ends that people can get excited about. So getting back to Frank's original question, there's no doubt that having a Leggett, having a Williams, enhanced Watson's numbers. That said, guys, Deshaun Watson is an A+ franchise prospect when it comes to character, to intelligence, to athleticism.
Makeup.
He's got the arm strength. He doesn't have the best arm, but he's got enough arm. He's got everything going to be a plus or a plus mark, except for when you get to the accuracy issue and the issue of, while Clemson is not a gimmick offense, it's not exactly a pro style passing game either. It's kind of the Chip Kelly, Indy 500 offense.
Run pass options too, that you can't do in the NFL, right, because exactly. The rules are different about where the offensive line can go.
No, I don't think there's anybody. I know there's nobody I've talked to who doubts that this kid has the intelligence and the character and the makeup to learn the schemes, but learning them and reading it on the field are two different things. And that's why he shouldn't be a top 10, top 15 pick, and probably won't be unless somebody gets Dabo Swinney Kool-Aid.
Next is Union, New Jersey. This is Ken on the Score with Hub.
Hi, guys. First off, Dan and Jason, you guys are great, and I absolutely love the new show.
Thank you.
Now, Hub, as a Colts fan, I loved your article yesterday. On the GM search, do you, number one, have a personal favorite of the six candidates? And have you heard anything about who might be the favorite?
Well, my favorite has already turned him down. Nick Caserio is everybody's first choice for GM.
Why?
Well, because of the job he's done in New England. While you give Belichick all the credit, he can't do everything by himself. And you take a look, people don't give the Patriots, everybody focuses on the high picks that the Patriots miss. You got to focus on the mid-round, late-round picks that they hit.
That Flowers kid, man.
Guys, this is their second Super Bowl in 3 years. Only 23 of these 53 guys were there 2 years ago against Seattle. It's Caserio who is working with Belichick to constantly turn over this roster. But as near as I can tell, he's pretty much settled in. He knows the Patriots are his when Bill moves on. He's happy there. He's now turned down the Colts. However, I believe Chris Ballard is set to interview. I believe that Elliot Wolf and Gutekunst are both going to interview. The two guys in Seattle are going to interview. And so the bottom line, and by the way, and all these people have turned down the 49ers. Now, Shanahan, assuming he takes the job, is going to have a hand in it. People are assuming, not that Lewis Riddick is a bad candidate. I mean, there are people who think highly of him, but he was like the original interview, and him and George Payton are the only guys left. I believe George Payton's going to interview in Indy as well. You guys should know George.
Sure, former Bears area scout scout. And Ballard, too. I mean, you're talking about some of these connections.
Ballard was the Lovie Smith regime. George Payton was the Dave Wannstedt regime.
The 49ers situation is... Do people think that he doesn't want to hire anybody he can't push around?
I don't know if it's that so much as that the people that he's tried to talk to just don't like him. Okay. I mean, they just, I mean,
very simple.
Now, when I say they don't like him, it's not necessarily personality or ego so much as the way he runs that operation. Okay. But at the end of it, I don't think he never pushed Balky or Harbaugh around. He was actually frustrated that he couldn't. And so I think the concern now is somebody who goes in there and doesn't want to work for somebody who thinks too much of himself, who has nothing to base it on. All
right. Next up is poor Todd in Grayslake with Bubba on the score.
I love how you think Jason laughing at me already. But,
that's a Browns question.
It's too easy.
Yeah, exactly. Fish in a barrel. First of all, Frank from Oak Park needs to watch a Browns game. No, not all NFL players are pro grade, just Exhibit A. Second of all, Hub, is there any truth to the rumor that every single kid at the Senior Bowl that's being coached by the Browns has now been officially taken off every other team's draft board? And then I heard Williams on a radio station in Cleveland saying that he's very impressed with the personnel decision makers that he's met and been around. He obviously hasn't been in Berea yet, obviously. He's probably still at some other professional franchise. But my real question is there any truth to Haslam being under there? The hope in Cleveland is that he's actually finally going to get brought in front of a federal court and could be indicted on the 15,000 charges and might be forced to sell the team. Is there any legs to that? Because, you know, I know, get rid of the owner, but we actually sound like we have a chance because I'm not even getting excited about the draft because they're going to just depress me some more. So have a great week, guys.
Like I say,
yeah, Todd,
poor Todd in Grayslake.
Your specific question, unfortunately, I can't answer for you. I know most people I talk to are stunned that Haslam has stayed out of court as long as he has, because when this was announced, I want to say it was 4 years ago now, it was almost announced as a fait accompli that something was laws were broken. Now, whether he was guilty or not, I don't know. Whether he is finally going to be called to answer for it, I do not know. I do, unfortunately, though, have a story for you you're not going to like, but it's the latest story making the rounds out of Birmingham now that practice is over and they're getting ready for the game tomorrow. But there were a number of NFL people who were not overly thrilled with the way Hugh Jackson and his scouting, his coaching staff ran the south side of the operation, that the practices were not run professionally. They had a number of kids get hurt. That's not necessarily their fault. Not serious injuries. A lot of kids got banged up, soft tissue stuff. And so there have been some less than positive comments coming out about the product, or I should say the work effort of Hugh Jackson and his staff in Mobile.
We're going to do more with Hub. We got some people holding and a couple of lines open at 312-644-6767. Talking football with you on the score.
Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day. When Fred Hoiberg was head coach of Iowa State, everyone thought he'd be a great NBA head coach. Hoiberg coached without a ton of emotion. And because he treated men like men, that would be great in the NBA. Now, Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade both called out teammates for not caring enough when they've lost, only to have Rajon Rondo go on to Instagram and crush both Wade and Butler. It's a dumpster fire in Chicago, and it's not the mayor's fault. He came in to treat men like men. Unfortunately, he's got men who act like children. Blame the front office, blame the players, and maybe blame Fred Hoiberg for not understanding that he's coaching children, not grown-ups. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
This Thursday.
Welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
If you're looking for a new car in 2017, then you got to see my guys at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Trust me, they have the selection, service, and satisfaction you are looking for. And right now, get specials like 0% APR for 60 months on all remaining 2016 Chevys or sign and drive with no money down on the new 2017 Chevy Cruze. Sunrise Chevrolet, they really are the bright way to buy. Check them out online at sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. On select vehicles to qualified buyers, see dealer for details, find new roads.
It's the CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday, February 2nd. Don't miss the premiere of Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day series premiere. CBS Thursday, February 2nd.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
But it won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never. And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Go 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Hub, Ark, isn't that getting any better than this?
Grabbing calls for Hub. We do have some news here from the United Center. Fred Hoiberg has announced that
Vinny Del Hoiberg
for disciplinary reasons. Now this is discipline.
This will get him.
This is when the hammer is coming down. That Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade will both be on the bench to start the game, replaced by some combination of Paul Zipser and Doug McDermott. And I believe that Mike Krzyzewski has also said they can't use the practice facility until they improve. And
you have to go over to Vinny's house for popcorn.
I know,
and movies.
You don't get to come to Vinny's popcorn party. They have now been banned from the popcorn party. And also, after the game, neither one gets dessert.
Ooh.
Neither one.
What are we getting? We're going DQ?
Well, if they go to Dairy Queen.
McFlurry from McDonald's?
No, not for them. No. No cherry Mr. Misty for either Butler or Wade.
And think about the position you just put Doug McDermott in.
The guy they're calling out.
The guy that they already think gets treated with kid gloves. And
should I shoot it or not?
Doug better score 50 tonight, because if he doesn't, then, you know, Dwayne and Jimmy are just going to be sitting back there. Jimmy's the golden child, so he's
so
all good.
Dumb. It's just
Fred's,
so dumb.
Fred's like, to hell with it. You're going to pay me my money. I'm tired of this. It's the substitute teacher who's tired of being bullied by the kids, and he just
That's enough.
Right. He pulls out a knife. He pulls out a switchblade. Like, hey, dude, wait a minute. Hold on now. He benched them against the Heat, too. Yeah. Like, this is the game Dwayne Wade wants to show you the Dade County package. And now he gets to start it on the bench because Paul Zipser will be in his place.
From Germany!
Only the Bulls.
All right, we'll ruin
Hub segment.
If it couldn't get dumber, it got dumber. Otto in Riverside, you're on The Score with Hub.
Boy, how can I follow that? You guys are looking good on that video stream.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Stalker.
Hub, I want to ask you. Yeah, that'd be me. I want to ask you, what happened to Dave Magazoo? I had read that he had a personal problem with some of the players. Is that true? What have you heard? And I'm hoping the second question, the answer is no. Please make it no. someone gonna come in and call plays for Dowell Loggins. I remember hearing something that Mike McCoy might be in the mix. What's going on with that?
You want me to say no? Nobody's going to come in and call plays for Dowell Loggins?
No, he wants.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Let me rephrase.
Make
Should
a yes.
I be resigned to the fact that Dowell Rod Loggins is going to be calling plays next year?
Unfortunately, yes, you should. Now, they did bring in Curtis Mottkins as the running backs coach, who was the offensive coordinator in San Francisco last year. If you watch the 49ers offense, that might not excite you all that much, although they did outscore the Chicago Bears. So, you know, I think that we have to give Loggins the benefit of the doubt at this point. You know, they did a nice job of putting interchangeable parts in at quarterback as the injuries piled up. They did a nice job of developing Jordan Howard, even if it took them a little longer to recognize than it did most of us. The offensive line came together pretty nicely, which will lead me to the first part of your question. The play calling was awful, and anybody who's listened to us over the years knows that I get touchy with callers who want to challenge play calling because we're not coaches, and it's not an easy thing to do. But it's not hard to figure out when you look at this team that they needed to run the ball more and they didn't. However, Loggins is a young coach. I think you give him another year. I think you do a year of self-scouting, evaluation. You know, I know we replayed it here on the station a few times. My questions for John Fox at the year-ender. I think they get it. Now we're going to see, you know. And quite frankly, if they don't do a better job this year, they're all going to get fired. So there is hope that it will get better this year, but it will be with Dowell Loggins. As far as Dave Magazoo, there's two sides to the story, okay? When John Fox got fired in Denver, the biggest part of it was what happened with his offensive line the last month of the season. You go back and Google this stuff and look at it, is that's where the trouble was, and Dave Magazoo was his offensive line coach there. So I was actually a little surprised when Dave came with him here. Now, they are longtime friends. They're very close. I thought one of the better coaching jobs on the team this year was that offensive line. You know, Josh Sitton comes in and is your starting guard after getting here on the day before the first game of the season. Cody Whitehair's never played center. He goes there week three of the preseason. He becomes all rookie.
And the guy that helped him, Kevin Mawai, is gone also.
Yeah, well, you know, and Bobby Massey, who was awful the first half of the season, really wasn't that bad the second half of the season. My understanding is that Magazoo just had enough, that he said he lost the passion for it, that he's not going to coach anywhere. He didn't leave here to go somewhere else, and that at least he was either taking a sabbatical or taking some time off. I'm not aware of any story beyond that as to why he's not here anymore.
Mike is in Lincoln Park. He's on the Score.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Great, Mike.
Jason, welcome aboard.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Hub? So I had a question for you. You addressed the first caller, and you had mentioned that that Belichick was the best coach of all time. I don't disagree with you there, but you also made mention that you referenced that the era that was the end. I was wondering where you were driving at. Are you saying that the previous eras before that was easier to excel in?
Yes, I guess I am saying that. It wasn't what I was thinking when I said it. My reasons are twofold. The number of rules changes that have been made that have made it much easier to be successful with a passing game. Of course, that does make it harder on defense. The awful officiating that we see today because of the amount they're trying to legislate with rules, I think, is part of it. But the biggest part of it, 80-90% of it, is the salary cap era and trying to deal with fluent rosters and teams that you can't keep together for more than a season or two and the instant turnarounds that we see. I mean, you know, the reason that Vince Lombardi won 6 championships in 8 years, he did it with basically the same team.
Pre-free agency.
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers had different groups of wide receivers on their 4 Super Bowl teams, but over that 6-year stretch, it was, again, the same nucleus. 49. These were all teams that stayed together over a period of 4, 5, 6 years with minimal change. We just talked about this a couple minutes ago. The Patriots have 30 new players of their 53 from the Super Bowl they went to 2 years ago. So it's a whole different ballgame trying to be as successful as he's been in today's NFL as it was 20 years ago and before.
Alex and Sugar Grove, you're on the Score.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if the Bears were not, if they weren't expected to take Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Kizer, or Mitch Trubisky, if they could find a trade partner and still be able to get a top defensive player.
Well, they can certainly get a top defensive player at 3. Whether they could probably find a trade partner with somebody else who wants a top defensive player, go down to the high middle to middle of the first round and maybe still get the best quarterback available. I think you're going to see Deshaun Kizer come off the board first once everybody settles in on this. It's going to be a big gamble based on his performance at Notre Dame. I'm not sure if Watson or Trubisky will go second, but the answer to your question is that if they're able to find a trade partner, it will be somebody else who wants a top defensive player. The strength of this draft at safety, at tight end, at cornerback.
D-line?
There's good pass rushers. The interior is not so good, but they don't really need the interior as much if you trust Eddie Goldman. So, yeah, I mean, one of the things I'd love to see him do, if they were to go down to 14, 15, 16, they'd get an extra number one for that. And then at 14, 15, 16, I wouldn't cringe as much if they took one of the top 3 quarterbacks, or they could still get potentially a really good defensive player or tight end.
In Grays Lake, here's Pat. He's on the Score with Hub.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great show. Hub, you guys have talked for quite a while how the talent in the quarterbacking talent coming up from college isn't quality because of the systems the colleges run. What are the odds that somebody in the NFL front offices in New York get the idea that maybe if we contribute money to the colleges, we could sway them to run a pro-style offense?
Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, colleges don't need NFL money for starters. These football programs are making a fortune. It's the rest of their athletic program that's bleeding them dry. The NFL is taking a little different tact. They have announced, the NFL is not investing in it or legally connected to it, but they are endorsing this new startup developmental league out in California. There will be 4 teams initially. There's a hope that eventually they'll come to the East Coast with 4 teams, and it is specifically targeted for outstanding high school players who don't want to go through the pretense of going to college but want to get top-flight NFL coaching theoretically NFL coaching for a year or 2 or 3 and then being ready to come to the NFL. And they have said as part of their game plan that they will not run spread or gimmick offenses, that they will run pro-style offenses and try and develop quarterbacks, but that's as close as you're going to get. The idea that the NFL can bribe some college programs that are running the offense they want, it's not going to happen.
That's it for Hub in this segment, but I imagine you and Anthony are popping back in to say hello once again before you get started.
I would love to. I am excited. 6 to 10. I have a new partner I've never worked with before. We're going to be sitting in for Lawrence. Anthony Heron, former Green Bay Packer and Detroit Lion, will be with me, so we'll come back and say hi in a few minutes.
All right, very cool. That is Hub Arkish.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Matchups with Indiana and Purdue are sold out. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, and more. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
This is where we're at. We're stuck. We're stuck in the middle. We're in the worst place you want to be as a club. Not good enough to win a championship, and frankly, not lousy enough to rebuild through the draft or through your international pool. And that something had to be different.
That's White Sox GM Rick Hahn with Bernstein and Goff earlier today talking about the current Sox rebuild. You can catch that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Sox Fest kicks off tonight. NBA, the Bulls host Miami tonight. Fred Hoiberg will not start Dwayne Wade or Jimmy Butler as punishment. They will come off the bench and play, though. Paul Zipser, Doug McDermott will start instead. Rajon Rondo will come off the bench as normal. The Heat come in at 16-30, but they have won their last five. NHL, the Blackhawks are off until Tuesday for the All-Star break. They've lost their last two games by a combined score of 10-5. They open the second half in San Jose. PGA, Farmers Insurance Open. Tiger didn't make the cut, finishing at 4-over. Also missing the cut, Jason Day at +3. Dustin Johnson at +2. Adam Hadwin is in the clubhouse right now with a lead score of 7-under. Justin Rose and Brant Snedeker are on 18, also at 7-under. Lefty is 1-under now after 16. The cut is even par. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out where 670 The Score will be on the road near you. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Presence Health. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. With hundreds of providers, you'll be able to access the personal care you need, even same day. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
So we could do kind of a weekend version every Friday. Yeah, there's stuff for you to watch this weekend. If you like the NHL All-Star Game, that's there for you. If you want to watch Tiger Woods at the Farmers Insurance Open, that's there for you as well. Sunday, you got the Thunder at the Cavaliers at 2:30. And it's the first national appearance for one LeBron James after all the talking about needing a playmaker. Actually, TNT got into it last night. It was some pretty good stuff with Shaq and Kenny and Charles Barkley about...
Not just the Bulls stuff, too, because that was priceless.
That was awesome. But Shaq and Kenny and Charles got into it about understanding what's necessary to go back-to-back and those kinds of things.
Comments were inappropriate, but Chuck, don't ever say LeBron doesn't want to compete. Does he need all the good players on this team to win? Yes. You know, it's inappropriate because I think in a professional manner, he could have went upstairs. You know, they have great history, have some bad history, but, you know, the history was rekindled. He should have went upstairs.
But you don't think there's something wrong with even wanting more?
No, let me
see. Like, from where you are now, you don't think there is something fundamentally wrong.
Something fundamentally
wrong. Like, with saying that he wants more.
You played for a team that had Big Four. You forgot about that? You, Akeem, Scotty.
First of all,
it doesn't matter.
That wasn't even close.
It doesn't matter.
No, it's not even close.
It doesn't matter.
We were all old men way past our prime.
It doesn't matter.
This guy just won the championship. He got a young Kyrie Irving and a terrific Kevin Love. And
but it takes more than that to win the championship.
They just won the championship. What do you mean it takes more?
Okay.
They just won the championship.
First of all, you know nothing about going back-to-back. No, I do, and Kenny do. Teams are coming at his head. They need more. They need a big shot Bob. They need a guy like Kenny Smith. They need a playmaker like LeBron said. It's only inappropriate because he went to the media.
Oh! Wow. Look, if that Shaq could be at that arousal level,
all you have to do is come at Shaq. All you have to do is come at Shaq about championships. He likes to joke around with Charles. He wasn't there for the play.
That was real.
Yeah. What do you know about going back to back? So this will be LeBron's first national appearance after calling out his GM and his owner. It was some good stuff last night on TNT.
That is as animated, as invested as I've heard.
When he's
Shaq,
not joking
that was
around
great.
And messing around, he's all right.
Yeah,
he's
I'm right. Look, I'm watching the Bulls game tonight, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I just
starting at guard, Doug McDermott.
Yeah. And he comes out. I probably should be ashamed to say it, but I'm not. And I've got a weird weekend because I've got my wife's out of town. My wife is out of town. So I've got... We've got a 2:20 home puck drop tomorrow.
Okay.
We've got an 8 a.m. puck drop in Oak Park Sunday, followed by a 4:40 p.m. puck drop in Hoffman Estates Sunday. Geez. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Derrick Rose on skates. They're working your kid to death. Right? What are they doing out there?
I don't know.
How many AAU teams is he on?
The scheduling got kind of strange. And then here's the problem, is that that 8 a.m. game is over, and he comes out of that locker room at 9:15. They don't shower.
So you gotta hang around with the stinky JB for a little bit.
I have stinky kid for the rest of the afternoon. So I get and like last time that happened, we were in Orland Park and I took him to Terry's house.
Oh yeah, you got him dressed and changed. Yeah. You showered and changed him up.
All right. So I have to figure this out what to do. Maybe we'll go to the fishing show in Schaumburg and nobody will notice him because everybody smells like fish and it won't be a problem.
It sounds like a plan.
I was thinking of that, but there's and in between there's all sorts of stuff.
Well,
going
tomorrow,
on.
Look,
tomorrow night, Clippers at Warriors.
Oh, before that. Kansas at Kentucky tomorrow night. Frank Mason the third and Devontae Graham against
Malik Monk
and De'Aaron Fox, who are considered top seven picks, the both of them.
Not to mention the fact that Bill Self is already using some of that nebulous language about their own rape case that's going on at Kansas right now in the basketball dorm. There was apparently a 16-year-old victim, and they're just talking about, well, it's been a distraction. Well, great. Sorry you're distracted. Too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad for your basketball distraction that's going on.
And the Senior Bowl is tomorrow as well, if you want to watch that.
And again, if we're really being truthful right here, there is no doubt that Saturday night at 6 p.m., the NHL All-Star Skills Competition will be on my television.
Well, I like to see who the fastest skater is. They still do that, right? The fastest skater and, of course, the accuracy stuff with the...
Oh, the hardest slap shot. Yeah. And they do the... Well, the fastest skater is...
Tiger missed the cut, so, you know...
No, there's that.
Scratch the farmer's insurance open off your weekend.
Fastest skater. I was watching Patrick Laine last night. I mean, he's not fastest, but effective speed... And hands and everything, he's remarkable. But you've got Austin Matthews. I don't know who's in it. I don't know who won it. Like Connor McDavid or... Hell, you could put Vinny Hinostroza in it.
My guy Tarasenko from the Blues in there. He's...
Vladimir Tarasenko. Yeah. I don't know who's in the competition.
Stop talking.
Sorry, talk more hockey.
Stop talking
hockey. Talk more hockey.
All right.
I'll stop talking hockey if you talk more hockey.
I don't want to talk more hockey now.
Well, I don't want to stop. How about that?
It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. You listen to 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Keep your new...
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
About having the lowest rates and lowest closing costs, because he thought David's competitors' closing costs were excessively high. So David broke it all down, and he compared his loan estimate to his competitor's loan estimate, and the interest rate was the same. So David compared the closing cost and realized upon further review, his definition of low closing costs was drastically different than his competitors, because David's closing costs were over $1,000 less than the lender claiming to have the lowest closing costs. So when purchasing a home, you have a decision to make. You can either work with a lender who talks and talks and talks about low closing costs, or you can work with David, a lender who actually has low closing costs. Then think of all the things you could do with an extra $1,000 when David's team originates your loan. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358, NMLS 19186.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
Hear what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
The new year is here, and all 2016s must go during Woodfield Nissan's 2016 Nissan closeout. No models will be excluded, and you will get Woodfield Nissan's lowest pricing on all remaining 2016 Nissans, like a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Sentra, clearance priced for only $12,995, or a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Rogue, clearance priced for only $15,995. At Woodfield Nissan, you can expect a massive Nissan inventory and massive Nissan savings all month long. Get a pre-driven 2016 Nissan Altima, clearance priced for only $15,295 only at Woodfield Nissan. At Woodfield Nissan, you can expect a truly exceptional sales and service experience as they pride themselves on providing the best. Hurry into Woodfield Nissan during the 2016 Nissan closeout going on now at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com. But hurry. Once they're gone, they're gone. Price plus tax, title, license, and dock number one volume is cited by Nissan North America sales in 2016. Altima stock number P9110, Rogue stock number P9045, Sentra stock number P9112.
Hello, CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This week in music history. This week in 1956, the youth of Cleveland were banned from dancing in public unless accompanied by an adult. Sarah McLachlan was born this week in 1968. That same week in 68, the Bee Gees made their live debut in the U.S. This week in 1969, the Doors were paid $50,000 when they played Madison Square Garden, making them one of the highest paid acts of the year.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Boy, do you have fun coming up, man. This is going to be good. This is going to be Hub Arkish and Anthony Herron between 6 and 10. The NFL expert and the former NFLer.
Yeah.
That's all you need right there.
And Anthony's also going to bench Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler before he leaves.
They could use it. They could use it. They've been behaving lately. I don't know exactly. What did people really expect, though,
really that surprising. You bring in a guy who's been a bit of a malcontent. Mm-hmm. He comes in, and Rondo's kind of the voice of reason right now.
With what the going on. Rondo comes out of this as the hero.
If you if there has to be a hero, what is it, the end of L.A. Confidential, where he says you're going to need a hero in this, right? And I'm picturing the, and Rondo, as Barry Rosner said earlier, the one guy who stood up for the voiceless here, for all these anonymous young players getting destroyed by the two old heads. Rondo's like, hey. No, we don't. We're number 1 through 15,
And not just using him as a shield.
Everybody's accountable.
Like, he went to those Windy City Bulls games when Bobby Portis got sent down. You know, he went there to support him and to tell him this is what you need to do to get back up. I mean, he's a dude that actually walks that walk. You know, so I appreciate it.
The thing I love the most about those, it really leaves you wondering what's actually been going on behind the scenes for the last 4 or 5 months. I mean, how dysfunctional, how preschool, how outrageous. To see what we're seeing now, how did we get to this?
even benching them disciplinarily, he's in high school, man. Come on. No Dairy Queen after the game. Yeah. This is,
well, Hub, it goes back to, you know, guys walking around practice facilities and tunnels back when Joe was here and saying, hey, don't talk to that guy. Point Nick R. Foreman. You know, guys disrespecting front office. And because they could, and drawing lines of, all right, this is our team. This is, don't ever talk to that guy. He's a narc. Or pointing out, you know, there were rifts that Derek had with assistant coaches because guys were put on that staff to run back and tell John Paxson and Gar Foreman everything they needed to know.
But there was a stretch in the 90s where they were winning championships.
Yeah,
doing that though. It's not like front office has always gotten along.
That's true. That was not a healthy operation either.
But this thing though, you got a great player to cover all that up. Mm-hmm. When you don't have that, you just got guys pointing fingers. This thing has been brewing for 3-4 years now.
Well, I think Anthony's right. I think it's been brewing for 20 because in many respects, you know, Gar Foreman is the modern day Jerry Krause. Yeah. The difference is that Jerry Krause found real talent.
Right. Right?
Jerry Krause helped build a winning basketball team, whereas whatever they got going on here, remains to be seen.
They are right where they say all teams have stuff. Mm-hmm. That's true. They do. But with it's the eagerness to put it out there. And some of that is Jimmy feeding his ego. Some of that is Jimmy taking a cue from Dwayne about how he's supposed to act like this. Even if it's going on, it's what bothers me on some level is a professional athlete, especially one who's already as established as Jimmy Butler, wanting to do this after a game. Take a deep breath. And think just maybe everybody's life is going to be a little bit easier.
But Jimmy's been trying to do this for a couple of years, hasn't he? I mean, we've seen where he was kind of bucking against the system for a couple of years. Now the older guys on the team up until this year didn't really want to allow him to do that. Didn't really want Jimmy Buckets to become the leader of this ball
Derek
club.
Said he's not a superstar yet, and that led to the whole playoff thing. You shoot it, I don't want to shoot it. You shoot it. And it would bear out in the game itself. Ball don't lie. You know, you see it out there. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how this repairs itself or if.
Do these things happen in football locker rooms?
Oh, yes.
But I'm talking about, because there's a certain, you know, how can I put this?
Brandon Marshall?
No, but I'm just talking about the cattiness.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
But there's exactly. a certain, like, basketball players interact differently from what I've seen than what I hear from how football players carry themselves around each other.
The numbers are so different. In a football locker room with dozens and dozens of players in there, you can kind of avoid each other if you're not getting along right now. Unless you're in the same position room, it's a lot easier to say, okay, I'm not really digging that guy right now. I'm going to go a few days without making eye contact. I'm going to go a couple of weeks without even addressing him. And it doesn't have to become a big thing. In basketball, you're all there. And there's no helmet. There's not this road rage thing where you have this thing separating you.
Well, the other thing is fine. When Anthony said the numbers are different, I thought he was going to go somewhere else. Whereas, you know, in the NBA, even the guys at the bottom of the roster are making the kind of cake we can't dream of. And so they can afford to be catty. You know, you go into an NFL locker room, and these kids for 23, 24 years are making a nice living wage, but it ain't set for life. You know, they can't afford to do the things that some of these basketball players do and get away with. Because what's the worst that happens? They get fired and the 10, 12 quick million they made, they go live on.
What I know for sure is similar. And I've covered teams where this has happened. The spy. And usually it was a weight room issue where The NFL players that I talked to at the time said, you know, look, he said, the weight room is the place where it should be okay to bitch about our boss. Mm. It should be okay to have a complaint here or there. Like, when they feel that's their environment. That's them. Yeah. You know, clanging plates around and doing what they have to do. And when they think that somebody in there might be running back upstairs, hey, guess what this guy said? Or guess what? Because the head coach wants him to, that gets toxic.
So remember the weird story when Foxy got here? He got here. This one was when he, yeah, that's true. But he decided he was going to get to know the guys by going and working out with them. And the first couple of weeks, he's in the weight room. And so I talked to a guy here and a guy there. So, well, it's cool that the old man wants to go in there and pump iron, but I'd rather he did it when we're not in there.
Space. You know? Right. Find your own space. This is our area's place. I do think, though, with this Bulls situation, if D. Wade would have been the only one to say something, I think it would have stopped there. I don't think you would have heard the kind of reverberations we've heard in the days since then, because D-Wade has a certain level of respect. He's got some Spurs on the wall. And so, like we saw LeBron, whatever it was, a week ago almost now.
The playmaker.
He can say whatever he wants. Yeah. D-Wade can say whatever he wants. But then the level of respect that apparently Jimmy Butler still doesn't even have from some of the other veterans who are still on the team right now, they just didn't react to it as well. Even some of the younger guys who are on the roster right now. Jimmy right now still can't say what a D-Wade can say, what a LeBron can say. That's why I believe Rajon Rondo felt like he needed to come to the defense of some of these younger guys on the team, because Rondo was that guy.
Shut it down!
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, we've got a great lineup of guests, but the one you don't want to miss at 6:20, we wanted somebody who's not usually opinionated on the Bulls. So Joe Colley's going to check in from the Rebound Center. We'll hear what Joe has to say. We've got Brian Baldinger coming back from the NFL Network, Jimmy Miller from Sirius Radio, Rich Campbell. We got a good lineup tonight. We're going to talk a lot of sports with
solid.
You.
All right. We'll look forward to it. We thank our guests, Jason Jackson, Rick Hahn, and this man, Hub Arkush, for joining us. Working on the show today, we had our producers, Nick Shepkowski.
The only guy can help that team. They're awful.
Chris Tannehill.
Did a good job of hitting big shots. On the other hand, we got some stops. Our D was good tonight.
So we got to make sure our D stay good.
Before the game, Kent Bazemore told me it's too far into the season to allow two losses back-to-back. If you agree with that, how important is that win?
Oh, it's very important, but it starts with the D.
We got to make sure we keep playing defense.
That's Dwight Howard being interviewed and kept inferring that they had to keep giving up that good D. Just being a child, pretty much, in an interview.
Who was conducting the interview?
The young lady who does Hawks.
Yeah, is that post-game. So that's what he was doing?
Well, he was trying to make Dennis Schroeder laugh, and Dennis just absolutely ran off the screen when he started because he knew where he was going with it, and Dwight Howard is still a 12-year-old, man.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a workplace.
Gotta be careful.
That's a workplace, and that falls under some jurisdictions that Dwight Howard might not be aware of, that the moment you let people in there, it's not just your little clubhouse anymore. We also thank our video coordinator at watch670thescore.com, Brian Gertsch.
His performance in the Super Bowl was heroic. He comes out of a hyperbolic chamber and you know, plays brilliantly.
Hyperbolic.
You can hear everything in the chamber.
The hyperbolic chamber. This is the greatest chamber that ever existed of chambers. Wow, is that awesome. All right, have a terrific weekend.
Yeah, you
and
too.
I will be back on Monday. This is, we're,
I hope so.
We 2 weeks into this already?
Yeah, man. Only got a few more to go.
Before they kick us out.
Yeah, the probationary period will be over in a couple of weeks. Everybody have a good weekend. Take care of each other. For Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff saying thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
We're done here.
Next Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51. It's Matt Ryan's Atlanta Falcons.
And he's stepping in for the touchdown! 73 yards for Julio Jones!
Taking on Brady and Belichick's New England Patriots.
It's a flea flicker. Brady winds up. Long pass over the shoulder catch. Touchdown, Hogan!
Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station. Super Bowl 51 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
Comcast.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters. Bring it back to what it's like.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're going to get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
This Thursday.
Welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.com.